and Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson Wax products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. He said to me the other day, "I couldn't keep house without your Johnson's Wax. It has so many uses that it seems like an old friend helping me with my work." Well, that's something I like to hear, because I've taken up a lot of your time in the last 10 years talking about the many extra uses for Johnson's Wax in the home. What this lady has learned is that Johnson's Wax is more than just a polish. It's a method of protective housekeeping. With every application of this famous wax to floors, furniture, and woodwork, you accomplish 3 things. You protect these surfaces against dirt, moisture, and wear. You make house cleaning easier all year round, save yourself hours of work, make your home cleaner and therefore healthier. And you add beauty to every room in your house. Now add to these advantages the many extra uses for wax, and I'm sure you'll know what I mean by protective housekeeping with wax. With genuine Johnson's Wax, paste, liquid, or cream. Advertisers have invented a lot of new diseases in our time. Dishpan digits, 5 o'clock fuss puss, and pipe smokers gurgle, to name a few. But what a wife dreads to see dawning in her husband's eyes is what is known as tool chest gleam. That means the old boy is going to fix something. Like right now, with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, let me see. I got my wrench, my hacksaw, my hammer, my friction tape. What else do I need? Maybe a pair of pliers.
Sweetheart.
Oh, I got pliers. Folding ruler.
Darling.
Shucks, there's something missing. What is it? My crowbar? No.
McGee.
Huh?
Look, lover. Look. We've been very happy all these years.
Yes?
I've tried to be a good wife to you. You've been a good husband to me.
Oh, sure.
We love our little home. At the risk of destroying all we've built up together, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
One little question. What are you going to fix?
I'm going to tune the piano.
Tune the piano? McGee, no, please, not that.
Now, keep your eyebrows down, baby. Everything's under control. I'll soon have that 3-legged harpsichord tunes up so sweet, you can play the Moonlight Sonata with your mittens on. Yeah.
But, McGee, you don't know anything about tuning a piano.
Oh, no?
I've told you 100 times. If it needs tuning, get Mr. Highmiller, the piano tuner.
What do you mean, if it needs tuning? Why, that jangle box has got enough flats in it to solve the housing shortage.
Well, then call Mr. Highmiller.
That's not necessary. I've watched old Highmiller tune this thing 12 times. There's nothing to it. Just turn the knob till it sounds okay. And with this pitch pipe, I can't miss.
Well, you win. Go ahead and tune the piano. We can always fill it full of dirt and plant nasturtiums in it.
You wait, Snooky. When I get through, this thing will sound sweeter than a new retread on a wet pavement. And if you don't think it needs tuning, listen to this.
Now try it without that cigar in your hand. I was wrong. Sounds better with the cigar.
I think it's full of sand, for one thing. I heard Beulah playing the desert song on it all morning. Well, I'll soon have her in shape. Wait till I take the lid off and get a gander at the inside. Oh, my gosh. No wonder.
What's the matter?
Look, here's that briefcase I lost last summer. And this piano. Why, look at it. The strings are all different lengths. Boy, did we get gypped when we bought this thing.
We didn't buy it.
Didn't buy it? Where'd we get it?
You won it.
Huh?
Sure. You found out the most faces in the leaves of the tree in the advertisement. And you won the piano's first prize.
I wish now I'd taken the Shetland pony.
Well, I did at the time. We had to pay $312 express on the piano when they sent it.
Well, I'll fool them. They didn't realize they were sending this thing to a born little piano tuner. Now, let me see. Where's my pitch pipe? Ah, here. That's a perfect 440G, you see.
That's A, dearie.
What did I say, G?
Yeah.
I meant A. Now all I gotta do is sound A on the piano and see if it's the same. Ah, wow. Is this thing off key?
You're not sounding the A.
Why, I am, too. A's the first letter in the alphabet, isn't it? I'm sounding the first note on the piano. Got to be A.
Well, you're right, it is. Mm-hmm. But I must say, you can get more right answers by the wrong methods than anyone I know.
Oh, brother. There's sure a lot of work to be done on this.
Look, McGee, are you familiar with the musical scale?
Well, Natch. Every school kid knows that. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Ah, what a musician was lost in you.
Betcha.
And I hope they never find him. What are you looking for?
Something to hold the strings apart while I tune the others. That's the way Highmiller does it. Something I can wedge in. Oh, I know. That trick can opener we got. Oh, that'll do it. Where's that can? Oh, hey, Beulah. Oh, Beulah.
Somebody ball for Beulah?
Mr. McGee is going to tune the piano, and he needs that fancy can opener of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you being able to tune a piano. Mm-hmm. You got more talent.
Just takes a little dexterity, Beulah, and a good ear for music.
Oh, you really have that, too, dearie.
Mm-hmm.
The way you sing Don't Fence Me In makes me think immediately of barbed wire.
I come from a musical family myself, ma'am.
Really?
Yeah. Papa, he's hot in a dime store frying pan on a guitar. And Mama play real New Orleans piano.
Yeah.
And my little brother. The way that boy play a tailgate trombone make Tommy Dorsey start looking for work.
How about you, Julia? Didn't I hear you playing the piano in here this morning?
Yes, I reckon you did.
Mm-hmm.
My training's all been on the pipe organ. But now and then I go slumming on a piano.
Do you sing too, Beulah?
Yes, ma'am. Mezzo-soprano. On the blue side. Picked up a pretty penny singing in a nightclub once.
What'd you do with it?
Throw it right back to the man that flung it.
Good for you, Beulah. That was very insulting.
That's what I say, ma'am. I go back to the man, I say, Mister, I say, there's only one animal I know who can throw a scent that far, and you is one of them.
And your mother still plays a hot piano, eh, Beulah?
Yeah, so she's 82 and stomping around like she's only 40.
Ah, that's wonderful. How does she do it, Beulah?
Well, ma'am, Mama got a philosophy. Mm-hmm. When people ask how she keeps going so good, she say, I stands easy, sits loose, and when trouble come, I go to sleep.
I never could do that, Beulah. I can stand easy and sit loose, but when trouble comes, I always run to meet it.
Yeah, when trouble comes, he always runs to meet it. Love that man, and I bring you a can opener right away.
Billy Mills playing I Won't Dance.
Oh, Molly, tuning a piano isn't too tough once you get the hang of it.
Neither is lion taming, dearie.
Hmm?
Show me how you tune a piano. I'm full of morbid curiosity.
Oh, sure. Here, look over my shoulder. You see these little square knobs in here?
Yes.
You just put a wrench on one of those and twist it till the note sounds right. Like this. Too tight.
Keep that up, McGee, and all we'll be able to play on this is Silent Night. How many strings you broken so far?
Six, I think. No, seven. Old Highmiller never could have done any better than that.
He never did as well. He never broke any.
Well, he ain't as strong as I am. Oh, say, you play the piano. Maybe you can tell me something.
I could tell you any number of things, dearie, but the reason we've stayed married is because I didn't. What do you want to know?
About these 3-foot pedals on the piano down below there by the floor. I know the left one is the clutch, the right one is the brake. What's the middle one for?
Well, McGee, you got me.
Huh?
I've been playing the piano for 20 years, ever since I was 7 years old. And I don't know what that middle pedal is for.
Oh, well, don't matter. Now, let me see. This middle G is too sharp, I remember. I better get that.
McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee. Is Mr. Highmiller here? I thought I heard the piano tuner.
Himself here's the piano tuner, Alice.
Oh.
You play the piano, Alice?
Well, I took some lessons for a while, but I had a lot of trouble with the treble, and when it came to the bass, I never got to first. Can just anybody tune a piano, Mr. McGee?
No, I wouldn't say that, Alice. It takes a certain amount of musical knowledge.
Sure. He has quite a musical background behind him, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
He carried the front of the bass drum in the Peoria High School band.
Oh, I think it's so wonderful to know music. My uncle used to play in a symphony orchestra, the oboe.
How come they let a hobo play in a symphony orchestra?
She didn't say hobo, she said oboe.
Oh, an English hobo. I still think...
No, Mr. McGee, an oboe is a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle used to say it was an ill woodwind that nobody blows good.
What was your uncle's name, Joe Miller?
You want to sit down with me here a while and watch him tune up, Alice? You and I and the piano might as well all get unstrung together.
No, thank you, Mrs. McGee. I've got to go downtown and make a donation.
Well, if it's a good cause, Alice, you might take my donation along, too.
Well, it would be a little difficult, Mr. McGee.
Why, Alice? Where are you going?
To the blood bank. Goodbye now.
Well. I must sound pretty professional at this, Molly, if Alice thought I was old Highmiller. Now, let me see. Where was I? Oh, yes, up here.
Oh, dear, oh,
ooh.
Dear.
Thanks.
There.
That's the fourth time that dead red thing has fallen on me.
You're really knocking yourself out on this job, aren't you? Maybe when you...
Hello, folks.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior.
What are you doing, pal? You gonna tune the piano? Sweet Genevieve, he is going to tune the piano. Look, pal, tuning a piano is no job for amateurs. Why don't you get Highmiller to come over and do it?
Oh, Highmiller, Highmiller, Highmiller. My gosh, is he the only guy in the world that can tune a piano?
There's no use arguing with him, Mr. Wilcox. Compared to him, a Missouri mule is a very weak character.
Yeah, but gee whiz, chum, tuning a piano is a pretty tricky job. This piano is a delicate instrument.
Correction, was a delicate instrument.
Okay, scoff if you want to deride. But by George, when I get through here, this thing is going to play the sweetest music this side of Lombardo. I'll have this piano tuned so sharp. Hey, Harlow, what's the matter?
Good heavens, the man is ill. Here, Mr. Wilcox, sit down a minute. Can I get you a glass of water or something?
No, thanks. I'll be all right in a minute.
Something yet, kid?
No. It's just that, well, things like this sort of get me.
Things like what?
Oh, seeing a fine piece of furniture like this piano being abused. Or seeing a handsome piece of linoleum allowed to get worn and dull and shabby.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I thought for a minute.
It's also unnecessary. That's what gets me. It's the inefficiency and the waste. I can't stand it.
Oh, now calm yourself, Junior.
You're never guilty of things like this, Molly. Your kitchen linoleum is always shining and beautiful. And why? Because you use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat regularly, that's why.
Yes, but a piano's a different sort of...
It's taking care of things in your home. That's what I'm talking about. Protecting them. Your linoleum lasts year after year, colorful and brilliant as the day you got it, because you keep it protected with Johnson's Glow Coat. And why you, as a good housekeeper, let a ham-handed amateur ruin a perfectly good piano
now,
with his...
Now, just a darn minute, Waxy. Quit shouting at my wife. And are you inferring that I'm not capable of tuning this piano?
Did you ever tune a piano?
No.
That's all, brother. Goodbye.
Boy, he was really serious about that, McGee.
Well, so what? I'm not the one to let a little minor criticism stop me. Hand me my pitch pipe, will you?
Here.
Thanks. Used to use this for calling ducks, but all I ever got was sparrows. Now, where was I? Uh-oh, that one needs loosening up. Hand me my wrench. Oops. Turned it the wrong way.
Lost cord number 8. I'm afraid I can't stand this anymore, McGee. I'm going upstairs and change my clothes. Let me know when Dr. Gamble comes.
Doc Gamble? What's he coming here
for? He told me he'd give me a ride downtown on his way to the hospital. I got to do some shopping. Try and save 1 or 2 piano strings. We can use them later to hang pictures.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. But stubborn. Piano has to be falling apart before she let me tune it. And she's probably right, too. I see. Sure wish I knew what I was doing. I can work myself into more corners than a chain drugstore. Oh, well, I don't... Come in!
Hi, mister. What you doing? Watcha.
I'm tuning this piano, Teeny. There ain't a note on it that don't need 4 cosigners.
Oh? I didn't know you could tune a piano, mister.
You didn't know I could stand on one hand and juggle a lawnmower with my feet either, did you?
Gee, can you?
I don't know. I never tried that either. Now, sit down and keep quiet, sis. This is a delicate job, and I can't have any distractions.
Okay, but I just came over to ask a favor, mister. Can I?
May I?
May I what?
May you ask me a favor?
I guess I may if I can I?
Well, what is it?
I want to practice my piano lesson on your piano. My teacher says I simply got to practice more.
You have, huh?
Hmm?
I says you have, eh?
Have what?
You got to practice more.
That's just what my teacher said. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't use this piano, sis. I'm working on it.
Let me try it, mister.
No.
Ooh.
Look, sis. Look, I hate to break up a fascinating concert like this, but... I gotta finish
Please,
tuning this.
Mister, if you do not appreciate good music, kindly refrain from talking so that others may enjoy it.
What others?
Me.
Hey. Cut it out, sis. Cut it out.
Hmm?
I says that's enough. I got work to do here,
you
and I can't.
You mean you're not gonna let me practice?
Right.
You do not appreciate a little child's artistic efforts. Mm. I may not be a finished pianist.
Now, you
but...
are on this piano, sis. Look, sis, I don't...
You're going to stifle my career? Stand in the way of my musical education?
No. I'm not standing in the way of anything. I just...
Are you against little children, mister? Don't you want little children to have a musical education?
Yes. Of course I do. I think music is swell for kids.
Okay,
but...
then.
Now, look, sis.
Hmm?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a quarter for a soda if you'll go home and practice.
Okay, mister. Thanks. I'll get the soda, but I can't practice at home.
Why not?
My daddy gave me 50 cents to come over here and do it.
Oh.
The King's Men sing Skip to Maloo.
Don't you know, and away we go.
I lost my partner.
Skip to Maloo.
I lost my partner.
Skip to Maloo.
Lost my partner.
Skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
I'll get another one.
Prettier than you.
I'll get another one.
Prettier than you.
I'll get another one.
Prettier than you. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Ho, ho, skip to Maloo. Ha, ha, skip to Maloo. Hey, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Old gray mare has lost her shoe. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Fly in the sugar bowl.
Shoe, fly, shoe.
Fly in the sugar bowl.
Shoe, fly, shoe.
Fly in the sugar bowl.
Shoe, fly, shoe. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Cows in the corn.
Hear them moo.
Rats in the barn.
Hear them chew.
Don't give a darn.
How about you? Skip to Maloo, my darling. Ho, ho, skip to Maloo. Ha, ha, skip to Maloo. Hey, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo. Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Find your partner, anyone'll do. Skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo. My old shoe is torn in two. Lost my sock and lost my shoe. Stop the fiddler, I'm all through. Skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo. Was a lady, Miss Louise O'Grady was her.
she could arrange it. She made him skip, skip, skip to Maloo, skip, skip, skip to Maloo, skip, skip, skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, my darling. Diamond rings, quite a few, limousines painted blue, mansions on the avenue, skip to Maloo, my darling. Wouldn't Grandpa really get a bang if he could do-si-do with a good old gang? Oh,
so bad. A little flat, maybe. I'll give her a couple of twists just for safety.
McGee, have you nearly finished tuning the piano?
Almost. Tightening some of these upper strings, so... Whoop. There goes another one. Hey, remind me next time I tune the piano to do it in the summertime, Molly. I think this cold weather makes the strings brittle.
It's a deal, dearie. It'll be a very hot day before I remind you to tune it again.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How does it sound now?
Oh, much better. Listen. There.
Oh, that must be Dr. Gamble. Come in. Hello, Doctor. I'm all ready.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Guppy.
Hi, skin grafter. On your way to scare some poor patient out of his wits with that solemn puss of yours?
For your information, Buster, the Gamble bedside manner is famous on two continents, America and Long Island. And if you... Now, what goes on here, anyway? Got mice in the piano? Or breaking in a vaudeville act?
He's tuning it, Doctor, he claims.
And believe me, Doc, I know exactly how you felt the first time you peeked into a thorax. But there's one difference. This piano is going to live.
Baloney, if you'll pardon the colloquialism. This jukebox has got 1 foot in the junkyard already. Look at it. Keyboard all loose, lid on the floor, sounding board across the room, strings all over the place. Why... Well, you bonehead, there isn't a whole string left on it.
Oh, no? Well, how about this one right here? Whoops!
Say, I wonder what we can do with the piano when they all break. It's a little big for a paperweight and too small for a guest house.
Molly, this man is going to set music back 500 years. We'll all be dancing around in our bare feet playing flutes. Now, look, maestro, when you get through with this job, will you stop over at my house and give me a hand?
Your piano need tuning, Doctor?
No, but I have a bagpipe that's a little short-winded. Breezy here can blow it up for the next 6 months with 5 minutes conversation. Come on, Molly.
So long, Chubby. Good day, Tummy Thumper. Now, hurry home, Molly.
I'm here.
Now I can work in peace. I'll see. Where was I? Oh, yes. I was working up here on the treble clef.
Thanks very much for bringing me home, Doctor. Sorry you can't come in for dinner.
Okay, Molly. I'm sorry, too. I'll see you both later.
Oh, dear, I'm almost afraid to look in the...
Molly, is that you?
Yes, dearie. Is everything all right?
Don't come in yet. I didn't expect you so soon. I got a little surprise for... Okay, come on in.
What is it, dearie?
Oh, nothing, really. I just wanted to get the top back on the piano and get it dusted off. All set, that's all.
The piano?
Yep.
McGee, does...
Yeah.
Is it...
Like I said, all tuned. As soon as you hang up your coat and hat, you might come on back downstairs and try it out.
As soon as I hang up my... I'll try it now. This very minute. And do I dread it. Why, McGee, that's wonderful.
Oh, shucks. It's... people do it every day. Takes a little time, but...
Oh, it's wonderful, dearie. Sounds like a baby grand. Oh, it is a baby grand, isn't it? But it's going to be a pleasure to play this now. I can hardly wait to get at it. Wait till I run upstairs and hang up my coat. I certainly apologize, dearie, for everything I said. You're the most wonderful man.
Phew. Boy, that was a close call. Hey, Highmiller. Highmiller. You can come out now. Hurry up.
I ought to charge you an extra $5 for sitting behind that Davenport, McGee. I got a crick in my neck.
Shh. Pipe down, Highmiller, will you? And get out of here. You better go out the back way, so.
No, no, no. Not that door. No, that's the hall front.
I'm sorry, McGee. I didn't realize it.
Huh? Now beat it, will you, Highmiller? Quick. Now get out that way. Send me the bill. And much obliged. Whew. Oh, well. Looks like I got away with it.
If you've just bought or intend to buy soon some new linoleum floor covering, let me give you some good advice. From the very first day you put it down, protect it with Johnson's Glow Coat, and it will last you practically forever. Regular care with Glow Coat will make it last 6 to 10 times longer and will preserve its original freshness and beauty intact. That's why linoleum manufacturers themselves recommend Glow Coat. You yourself will be saved many hours of work because Glow Coat is so easy to use. You simply put it on and it dries to a wonderful polish in 20 minutes without any rubbing or buffing. That's why Glow Coat is called self-polishing. The time it saves, you can add to your war work. The money it saves, you can use for buying war bonds.
Ladies and gentlemen, at a time when courage and loyalty and devotion to duty mean so much, we'd like to offer our congratulations to the Boy Scouts on their 35th anniversary. The Boy Scouts of yesterday are the men who will bring us victory tomorrow and a decent world for the Scouts of today.
It is significant that the highest praise one man can give another is, he's a good scout. Incidentally, McGee, weren't you a Boy Scout?
Oh, sure. Beaver Patrol. Didn't you see me working like one on that piano?
I sure did. Now you can straighten out the closet.
Yeah.
There's a job you can really get your teeth into.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.